Welcome to today's deep dive. So picture this. You are sitting in a pew, the collection basket comes around, and you drop in a donation. There is just this like incredible expectation of trust in that exact moment.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You are trusting that those resources will be used to, you know, really nurture the congregation and serve the community.
Right. But without clear visibility, that trust, well, it often relies entirely on faith alone.
Which is a massive question of stewardship, honestly.
Exactly. So, okay, let's unpack this. Because that exact dynamic is what a new initiative from Kochgar Studios is trying to address. They just released a press release, this was on May 1st, by the way, about a brand new blueprint bringing radical financial transparency to U.S. Armenian churches.
And it is a fascinating document.
It really is. And just to set the stage here, we're going to look at this strictly through the lens of community health and religious stewardship. Because this is fundamentally about deepening trust within a faith community. We are not making any comparisons to the corporate world here.
Right. No talk of stakeholders or profit margins. This is about community.
Mm-hmm.
So Kochgar Studios has independently built this world-class 23-page annual financial transparency template.
23 pages. Wow.
Yeah, it's comprehensive. And the real beauty of it is that it wasn't just drafted in a vacuum. They actually built it by analyzing a real living congregation.
Wait, really? Which one?
St. Sahag and Mesrov Armenian Apostolic Church.
Oh, in Providence, Rhode Island, right?
Yes, exactly. So they took real-world community dynamics and built the template around that.
That makes so much sense. Looking at the blueprint, it really acts a lot like a vital signs monitor for a community's health.
A vital signs monitor. I like that.
Yeah, because, well, just like a doctor wouldn't only check your heart rate, but also your blood pressure, right? This template looks at four distinct indicators all at the same time. You've got church attendance, the financial profile, something they call the framework alongside the acronym TAP, and finally, materials for pilot candidates.
Which covers all the bases.
It does. But I mean, I have to ask you, why are attendance and finances weighed equally alongside these new acronyms? Wrapping transparency into a neat acronym like TAP feels, I don't know, maybe a bit rigid for a spiritual setting.
Well, what's really fascinating here is how TAP, which, by the way, stands for Transparency, Accountability, and Performance, it's designed specifically to connect those everyday realities to a higher mission.
Okay, so it's not just some dry checklist.
No, not at all. It operates on the idea of biblically inspired benchmarking. Mm-hmm. Kochgar's whole mission is empowering Judeo-Christian faithful through this management excellence.
Right.
So if attendance goes up, but the financial resources to support those families aren't, you know, transparently managed, the vital signs are just out of balance, the framework basically argues that transparency is actually a moral imperative.
I see. It strengthens the spiritual bond of the whole community.
You hit the nail on the head. And Kochgar isn't just like handing out this 23-page document and walking away.
Hmm. Right. The Zoom sessions. This is the part I find so interesting. They are actively running these 40-minute Zoom sessions to actually teach people how to read this vital signs monitor.
Yeah, they really want people to use it.
And they are casting a huge net. I mean, this isn't restricted to just the Armenian church. They are inviting senior leaders and individual church members of all faiths who show a passion for TAP and the framework.
It's super inclusive.
Totally. You just send an email to tap@kochgarstudios.com, and they run these on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 12 p.m. Eastern. But the part that really stands out to me is the incentive.
Oh, the honorarium.
Yes. If you are selected and you successfully complete the session, you are awarded an actual honorarium ranging from $100 to $1,000.
Wait, they are giving out actual grants to participants?
They are. That level of funding, I mean, it proves Kochgar is incredibly invested in spreading this framework.
That is wild. When an organization financially empowers people to learn these tools, it just shows a rigorous commitment to genuinely elevating stewardship across the board.
Absolutely. So let's wrap this up. What does this all mean for you, the listener?
Well, if you want to examine the full template materials, including the videos and presentation slides, they are completely accessible right now. You can just go to the Kochgar Studios website to find them.
It's definitely worth exploring, especially if you really want to understand the mechanics of building profound institutional trust.
Which, you know, brings us right back to that collection basket we talked about at the start.
Yeah.
So I want to leave you with a final thought to ponder today.
Go for it.
If this intense level of financial transparency and performance benchmarking becomes the gold standard for one religious community, how might it forever change the expectations you place on the faith-based organizations and local institutions that you support?